So, you want to run this by me again, or just like keeping me in the dark for some reason? Huh? There's a reason why you're naked and in bed with me. I mean, come on. You enjoyed every part of that just like I did, didn't you? You did, right? Shit. I'd be nervous for a second there. The worst thing you can tell a guy like me is that I wasn't good. In bed, otherwise. That's how you make someone insecure. Like when people fixate about my age. Like, come on. I'm in the prime of my life. And some... Listen. I get it. There's a lot out there. It's probably overwhelming. The point is, I don't want to be the source of the negativity here. You get me, right? Hopefully. Now you listen to me. And you listen well. I'm yours, naked and vulnerable as much as you want. But I'm still a guy with a heart. So for all the things that I don't understand about you or being a spherite, you just let me know. And I'll learn. I don't want to mess this up. God knows I've messed up enough things already. See? When I met the others, it wasn't a good time for me. Almost didn't join. It was only weird happenstance of fate that I ended up staying with the cleaners. You listen to me. I don't care what it is. Who hates you? Who wants a piece of you? Who tries to sell you, buy you, or chop you up for food? It's not happening. So stay by me. And you won't have to worry about that. I have no doubt you could protect yourself. But the difference is, if you're by my side, I won't have to worry about you so much, you little troublemaking shit. You surprised? I mean, that's a valid answer, I guess. Look at me. I think I've fallen in love with you. Not just the catching feels type, but you're really fun to have around. That's right. You make me stumble on my words a little sometimes, and maybe it adds or takes away, but I don't care. What I do care about is that you are actually happy to be here. Well, let me down easy. Is that easy? I always thought that was the hardest part. You didn't feel the same way. Not sure about romance, but I can say I like your company. You're good in bed, and you're good out of it, too. Okay, calm down. What? About that. The people gunning for you? If I had to guess, they're curious about how you got down here. In one piece, I mean. If you think about it, there's a hell of a lot of things that could go wrong. Coming from up there to down here, or going up the other way around. It's a whole mess. Right now, that mess fell on you. Look, I get it. I'm not a reliable narrator, as they say. What I am is in bed with you naked, and that's gotta count for something, and I think all these big topics are less interesting than fucking, so what about you? You like making love to me? If I have to be the pervy old man, then I guess that's what I am. Well, I'll be fine with that. If you are. Hey. I know what it's like to lose everything, too. For what it's worth. Maybe it's not the same. Maybe I'm delusional. I know the feeling, at least. Renee didn't lose me yet. That's gotta count for something, right? Besides, even if you did try and lose me, I think I'd not know what to do with myself, because it's rare that I make a connection where I could have a meaningful conversation naked in a bed and not yet have digits or appendages inside you. It sounds so bad when I say it that way, but look, I fuck a lot. That doesn't mean that I don't have feelings or something. I just don't often discuss them. I don't like bringing baggage to the table. Besides, I'm only saying this much because you asked me. When I say I've lost everything, I mean it. Everyone I ever cared about ended up dying. Just like that. Everything fell apart. Makes you hard to get along with and even harder to trust. Especially when you blame yourself for it. Yeah. Not your typical kind of tragedy. Never is, right? Is there such a thing as a typical tragedy? I don't think so, and I don't think it would feel like it. I guess there's cliches, but living through one isn't a joke. Nah. Look, the world's unfair. It's shitty. It's trash-ridden, and it's toxic. But it's also got a lot of heart down here. Those of us who struggle, even when there's not that much hope. Can you imagine? Making hope out of bullshit. That's what I like to do. A little bit, anyways. As much as I can get myself to believe in. That's what made you so special, actually. For some reason, I was able to believe you when you said those words. That you wanted more. That you wanted me. And sure, I don't fucking care what the truth is. If you're gonna break my heart, you're gonna do it. And at that point, what's the phrase? Better to lost love than never, whatever it is. I don't care what the phrase is. I'd rather risk it all, I guess. Figure out something. I guess you're willing to risk a lot too. Trusting me with so much. You know, trust is a weapon too. Just be careful who you give that to, okay? I don't care if things don't work out between us in terms of that. I won't betray you. Just promise me you're not gonna do something stupid like run away and get caught, get killed. I don't want you to end up like that. So no matter how much I piss you off, make sure you're reasonable about it, okay? Emotions are a powerful fucking drug. The moment they get their grubby little hands around your neck, it's the moment you do something stupid. See, I'm a shining example of that. Doing something stupid right now. I swore to myself I'd never fall in love again. That I'd never let myself trust a damn thing in this world. Here I am, lining up to suffer again. Don't be that way. I know how it is. Everyone. wants a piece of the new blood. Everyone wants a piece of you. You're like an angel descent from the heavens. And everybody wants to feel that. The clean divinity. The difference between spherites and us, right? That's the romantic version, but the reality ain't shit. The reality is I see someone that I want to touch and feel. The reality is probably some primordial bullshit than it is more real feelings. Or that's what I tell myself so I don't get too far down. You surprised or disappointed? I wouldn't blame you for either, honestly. Then what? More. That's all you have to say? Well, I'm glad you accept me for my faults, Your Majesty. Kidding. I accept you for yours, too. You're a total airhead, you know that? Good-intentioned airheads don't usually last long down here. So take all my warnings with a grain of salt. I don't want to see what happened to others happen to you. It's easier to prevent that if you're by my side. It's way easier than not doing any of that. Yeah. You don't gotta risk your life being a cleaner, not really. You can help out in other ways, and if you must fight, if you're by my side, I can get your back. Damn. I'm back like this, fighting. It's crazy to me. Yeah, I've got more than a few scars from those bastards. Wear them like a badge of honor. Makes me more sexy, like my tattoos, right? I don't know about piercings yet, maybe. There's a few, as you so aptly learned last time. Want to get reacquainted with these ones? Right into it, huh? Those eyes almost don't seem like bedroom eyes sometimes. But if you want more than just the bedroom, like you want the whole man, could have fooled me. Grabbing me there, huh? Never said I minded, just damn, you're getting good at this. Fast learner, or just love to hear the noises I make. Shit. Good luck on putting me in my place, sweetheart. See, I don't ever learn. You're gonna have to try a whole lot harder than that. Shit. Had me shooting ropes faster than anyone ever got me there. You really do learn fast. Something about the way you touch me. The need you wrap in every movement. It gets to me. And that way you looked at me. Kissed me. Made me feel something. Deep. Almost scary deep. That's it. Yeah. If you want something from me, take it. Not like I'm gonna fight you for it. Not right now. I'm at your disposal, baby. And what's wrong with that? If I gotta live in this trash world, there better be silver lining like you. That's the least I could expect, because you know way more than that. Guess I'm all yours for now. As long as this lasts. Whatever this is. I don't want it to stop. Just like that. Connected. Fuck. Fuck. Never said to stop. I'd be a liar if I said you didn't feel incredible riding me like that. Is it fun? Hopefully I'm fun. Shit. Oh shit, you're tight. You run right for it, huh? Didn't want me to forget. I could never. You feel too perfect wrapped around me. Fuck, I didn't see that coming. Not even a little bit. That's right, you blindsided me. Shit. It's okay now. Yeah, it feels good, but why'd you start crying? I'm sorry, I don't know what happened, but I'm here anyways. Emotions hit you at the worst time, don't they? Hey, you didn't ruin anything. You didn't ruin a damn thing. In fact, I'm thankful that you felt comfortable enough to shed a tear. God knows I know what it's like not to be able to. I really meant what I said. I don't want you to leave my side. The world's filled with too much shit for that. Besides, if you're as sensitive or delicate of a person, then No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm not calling you weak. I'm calling you having a heart. Someone. A lot of people don't anymore. They don't care as long as they get theirs. And I'm saying, I don't want you to end up brokenhearted like I did. A lot of people will try and use you with that genuine sense. You hear me? Those tears mean something. It means you still got a heart going on in there. So, even a little angel like you has a lot to learn about the world, I get it. But don't beat yourself up, okay? It's okay. Shh, it's okay. The world is scary. Way too big and way too stinky. But I'm not. At least I hope not. Hey, you're gonna be okay. I'm just tickled at the fact that you felt comfortable enough around me to shed some of those defenses. You don't gotta have any of them. I won't stab you in the back. Promise. Though I know my promise is probably worth nothing, but I mean it. For whatever that is worth, I mean it. I so mean it. I don't want you to feel sad. I don't want you to feel wanted, happy. Yeah, way easier said than done. I've got you, baby. I've got you.